Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Do you remember that song years ago? Do you remember that? Do you remember that song? It was about 20 years.
Not the way you sing it.
I just, all right, it sounds like...
Where's Alani, is it?
No. That's the one.
No.
Sounds like someone was hitting them with a hammer.
My one was like something out of The Lion King.
That was the
Tom
one.
Tom Manatella, was it?
Is that it? No.
That? No.
No, I'm thinking,
maybe there was a sun in the sun.
Do you remember that? It was like he was tortured.
I was to say, I'm struggling with it a bit.
I think it was the soundtrack to The Fingless Patient. that's my new way of testing the microphone.
It's going to annoy me now till I get what
to
the bottom of what it was. Are you sure it wasn't? Right, okay.
No, it didn't suddenly go, tall man and tala.
I was trying to think. Was there something with a sun in it? A sun.
I don't know. It's going to drive me mad now thinking about it. I'm driven to mental by a lot of things.
We're going to drive everybody listening to this mad now till they get to the bottom of it as
well. Yeah, yeah. And they can't Google it either. They can't go, how'd you spell?
It wouldn't surprise me if AI, if you could do that. Come here, Siri, right?
Let's try it.
Right.
Let's actually try it.
Okay, here we go. Live. Told you to be something special for the 200th version of Glory Days. Right. This is as special as it gets.
All right, hold on now. ChatGPT on the microphone. ChatGPT, what song is this? Now, let's see what she says.
All right.
There you go. Transcribing. And you won't get a lot of sense out of the words there now. You know, ChatGPT. It's working away now.
Okay, is it doing that thing, thinking for a better answer or whatever?
I didn't quite catch that, he says.
Ah, yeah. Right, that's understandable.
Right, you want to do it again, you fucking idiot. No, I'm going to leave that go. We'll never find out, even the computer.
Can you not just pull up on your Spotify there, Wes Alani? And see what the start of it is.
I don't have Spotify. Look, I looked at my phone. I don't have Spotify. I literally started typing in.
Right, I look at my phone.
That's all right.
You can talk about
it. Okay, I'll talk about something. I'll tell you something. I'm baffled by an awful lot of things in the usual, right?
Okay.
I only figured out today that Dunstores, right? We have some mince pies, right? So we Dunstores mince pies yesterday that were average.
Yeah.
And we Dunstores mince pies today that were great. And I said, how are they? Look, how can they be varying so much? And then Jim told me, oh no, Dunstores does two things. They do food that's branded all right, and they do food that's apparently better.
Yeah. And well, it's literally called Simply Better. So you see that stuff.
But they not just sell the good stuff.
That's all right. That's just, well, it's Simply Better. That's
why don't they just sell the good stuff?
Anyway, come here. I need to hear. Hang on a second. That's not the wrong
Mary
one. That's
Poppins
not the,
or something
that's
you
not
have.
The, what is that? A Lani Rader version.
I don't think it's I don't know what it is now. This is gone. Well, look how much of this talk. This is the 200th podcast, and we're ruining it with this shit.
No, that's not the way that started.
No, that's not the song I'm thinking of at all. I literally don't know what you have there.
No. It's some yoke with it. It doesn't matter, Amy.
Yeah.
There's a very special. We did promise you something a little bit different for the 200th version of Glory
Days. And what
we
decided to do is make it as not entertaining. That's what we tried to do. That's what it's going to be different about this one.
I find it very entertaining.
I am baffled with the mince pie Dunstores thing now. Is that something that they do with every food? Do they do shit sausages, good sausages?
Well, I don't think they reference it quite like that. They just do kind of, look, if you're prepared to pay a little more, there is a slightly better version you can have.
So why wouldn't everybody just get the good one?
Because they would do. Maybe they decide, no, I'm not paying that much for the good one. I'll have the one that everybody, all the ordinary people have.
But ordinary people don't go to Dunstores. They go to Lidl and Aldi. They pay less again.
How dare you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the end of the sponsorship anyway.
Do we have Dunstores sponsorship?
No.
We have no sponsorship in this podcast.
No. And that's, I don't know whether to take that as an insult.
I definitely think you should.
Yeah.
But then we see
where... Nobody wants to be associated with us.
But this podcast is not about building an audience. This podcast is very much about The rambling witterings of two people who should be in therapy but have decided to support each other publicly instead.
Yeah.
I think that's mostly what this is about, isn't it?
It's an unusual approach, isn't it, to do something, you know, like in such a public forum that isn't about building an audience.
No, it's not. Nobody wants to be popular. Sure, anyone can be popular.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
anyone can be popular. But can anyone not selling out. We haven't sold anything. So anything at all.
That's true.
Do you know anyone else that could do 200 of these? Week after week, after time, year after year.
And literally not one of the 200 has any particular point in it, really.
And has ever made anyone a cent. We ever even did a live one. That's what we need to do, is do a live one. The two of us. And I mean just the two of us. Heading off, like nobody in the audience or anything.
Oh, so we just go and do it in a room and
we shout it out the window. Hey, you, the stadium.
So don't even use microphones. Just we'll stand in the street, will we? We'll just stand in the street talking to each other.
That's a great idea.
And anybody who passes by can hear us. That'll be our version of a live podcast.
Let's stand outside the local Dunn's at the door.
And talk about they're simply better.
I'll tell you.
Or they're not so
simply. Come here, why did you not buy the Dunn's that are better than them? Whatever it is.
We can judge people going in and out.
Yeah.
Look at somebody and go, I'd say that's a simply better type there now. Oh yeah, man! No, he's no way. Yeah. He's had to buy the ordinary stuff. He's looking for a bargain bin. That
there's your man. Look, all four coat, no knickers. He's all the better stuff on the top, and all the cheap stuff on the bottom of his basket.
Absolutely, he's got the stuff about to go out of date underneath.
That's what
that is. That's
what I love about mince pies as well. You know, they start selling mince pies for Christmas in sort of October, don't they? Beginning of October, and you buy them, and they go out of date 6 weeks before Christmas. So it really is aimed at people like us, you know, who just want to get stuck in, isn't it?
Because that's the thing about Christmas food in particular, right, is that you get people who are very conscious of being kind of, you know, being in control and getting stuff early and making sure they don't get caught out and all this kind of last minute, whatever. But the problem is, there's no way a box of mince pies is lasting in your gaff that long.
No.
You're going to eat it. You're going to make a cup of tea and think, you know something, I might just have a sneaky mince pie.
Yeah.
So, which means you're just going to buy more of them later on.
Like when you see like people in the Lidl's and Aldi's or whatever, and they've got six big tubs of heroes that you know are supposed to be gifts for 6 weeks' time.
Yeah.
And you go, every one of them you're eating. Every one of them you're eating.
It's true. Mind you, you do see those mince pies where, you know, you buy them or whatever and you do that thing, you know, very conscientious, and you check, make sure these are going to be in date and all.
Yeah.
And you realise then they'll be in date until 2028. You think, what in the name of
Jesus? In that?
What is in that?
What's in that joke? How is it? I bought
varnish in that.
Yeah, I bought one box and it goes off in 6 weeks and I bought this. And it says it's okay after a nuclear strike in 30 years' time.
We'll outlive a cockroach.
Yeah, you're there going, no problem. You just have to inflate it. Just add water to stop it. I know.
That is a weird thing.
Mind you.
You see, as you say, I know you hate all those dates, don't you? Best befores and use bys.
I just don't think they're real.
All that.
I just don't think, I don't believe
it. The classic one of all was I know that lots of people have made the gag. You know, like the thing that came into fashion there, rock salt. You can get pink salt and rock salt and stuff that's supposed to have been scraped off a mountain.
That has lasted for millions, millions of years. Predates humanity.
And then they put a sell-by date.
And you're like, that's... I don't believe it. I've never believed in dates. It's just nothing goes off at midnight on a particular day.
Yeah.
Nothing. There's never been the way food
Cinderella
works.
Food. If there's a fruit out there called a Cinderella fruit.
Yeah.
Literally.
And you do get people, they pick up the box and they go, why'd that go out today? Oh, bollocks, yesterday. You go, it didn't. You fucking idiot. It's as good now as it was 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. It did not go out a day an hour ago. Like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Eat it. You won't be able to tell the difference. It's fine.
It'd be amazing, wouldn't it, if you picked something up and it went, what time is it? What time is it? It's 12:05. Ah, I might have missed it by 5 minutes.
I was dying for that.
5 minutes earlier, I'd been able to eat that.
Oh, I was dying to eat that burger and all. Could have sworn to be home by 11. It was that last point. I shouldn't have had the last point with Jim. I could have eaten it now.
Yeah.
You know, that's not how food works. It's just they're arbitrary dates picked randomly.
I mean, whatever. Maybe there's some certain foods. Maybe there's a reason for having guidelines on it. But a lot
honestly,
of the stuff is kind of...
So much of the stuff around food is a load of bollocks. Always wash your hands. Fuck off. Like,
is that before or after you've eaten
They
it?
Say both of them. But it's not true. You know what I mean? And not all of us do it.
Depends on what you've been doing with your hands beforehand.
Well, I don't know. Slapping a raw turkey, maybe. But daily doing around the place stuff, you know.
Yeah. It's like thing about...
You don't have to. You're fine, you know.
It's so, you know those things like... the one I always kind of find weird is, you know the ones where you're not supposed to use a mobile phone? Like, you shouldn't answer the phone if you're filling your car. You know those ones?
Yeah.
That always struck me as a bit weird.
There's no sparks coming out of my phone.
You have no control over it. Yeah. So somebody ringing you while you happen to be, you know, your missus rings you to remind you to get milk while you're there, getting it, and you're like, "Are you trying to kill me? Are you trying to kill me?
You mad bitch, you can see I'm here. This is a murder.
It's a setup.
This is attempted murder." You know, it's not, I don't think it's, anything's ever really happened. Grant, don't answer the phone. But there's nothing in there that's going to blow up a car or the petrol station, right? Surely.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Surely.
I mean, I'm on shaky ground here.
I don't want to get sued, so maybe there is, right? Yeah. Don't listen to us. We don't know.
Exactly.
But I wouldn't have thought so.
That should have been a name of this podcast.
I don't want to get sued.
I know
sued.
Glory Days is kind of, you know, fits and everything, but don't listen to us.
Don't listen to us, yes.
It's probably a good...
It's more accurate.
A more accurate name,
to be fair. But it's like, especially when they say don't be washing your hands.
Now, by the way, I'm sure there are...
Even if you go to the toilet, I don't think it's essential every time. I have to say, I do mean that. You know, I don't think it's essential. I do it, but I do it knowing this is pointless. I think sometimes my willy is cleaner than the tap.
Oh, 100%.
I honestly believe there's times I go to the toilet and I know, I washed that willy this morning, maybe an hour ago. I washed it. Right? I was in the shower.
Yeah.
I had shower gel. I washed my whole nethery. I washed everything. And now, I've touched the tap. That's the problem.
Yeah. Or the flusher on the jacks.
Or the flusher on the jacks. You know, you're trying to use your knees of your trousers and all. Or your elbows.
Because, I mean, there's some of them. Some public places, toilets you go into, like, you know, and you go, garages or whatever.
And I know.
And you're thinking to yourself, oh, my God.
And I know. Like, washing my hands has set me back.
Yeah.
It set me back. I came out with a clean willy.
Yeah.
It's not like I've gone a week. I didn't do that. I never do that. You know, and you start going, and then doctors and all will be there going, well, I think if I do that, the specimens of urination would be all in. And you're like, the specimens of urination are all over the fucking taps as well.
They're
everywhere. I don't know if it's true.
And a lot else, I'd say, as well. I mean, don't look, again, in the interest of not getting sued, again, don't necessarily listen to us, but I'm sure there are genuine kind of, you know, warnings and stuff that you should heed. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but
anything near cliff edges and, you know, various other things like that, they're probably very wise to heed those warnings.
I'm going to say any public health warning that predates 1998 is probably real.
Yeah.
And anyone that came after that is a please don't sue me.
Right.
That's what I do think lots of them are please don't sue me's, right?
Oh, well, 100%. I mean, if you have to put, like, do not drink or whatever on a bleach thing or don't iron yourself while you're wearing your clothes. Yeah,
don't throw your cat in the microwave.
Yeah.
You know, all
those
things.
Those ones are definitely about people. They're less worried about it happening and more worried about some idiot trying to get a lawsuit.
Because no one's ever done that. If someone puts the cat in the microwave, it wasn't to dry it, it was to try and sue.
Yes.
They were on the take straight away.
Yeah.
So I don't know why... But I think 1998 was when it tipped over the edge.
Do you?
I do, yeah. That's when all the bollocks started.
That's very precise, 1998.
Yeah, I know someone, he was told to dig a hole in a field, right?
Right.
On his own. He was told to dig a hole in a field, right? So he went out to the field and they went, aye, 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 you need steel-toe boots, right? And a hard hat and an aluminous vest thing.
Right.
I was like, why?
I'll be inside.
I'm on
the
my
tractor.
Own.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Walk out there and start battering myself over the head with a shovel?
Right.
Is there not? Why? Look, I'm on my own. There's no one can drive into me. I don't need to be seen.
Yeah.
No one's coming to help me. I know how to hold a shovel. I'm not going to suddenly hit myself in the head.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, that's just the rules. That's just the rules, you know. And they're grants. Dig your own bleeding hole.
And you and I have both done this. You get gigs, right, that you're asked to do, and they're outdoor maybe or whatever. Or they're connected with an events company. That's always a classic sign.
Yes, yeah.
And then you have to watch a safety video.
Yeah.
But it's a safety video that was made for people on building sites or in, you know, big warehouses or whatever.
Oh,
it's got
literally
nothing to do with anything that will happen on the place you're doing your MC gig.
Yes.
And you have to watch it.
And they shot, and the stoop, they have to make it really obvious that you'll get the right answer if quizzed on it.
Yeah.
So they'll go, so you're walking through the hall and you see a mysterious fluid on the ground.
Should you A,
drink
lick it?
Should you get down on your knees and start licking? Should you B, scoop it up in a glass and throw it in the face of your neighbour? Or should you
C, carefully avoid it and bring it to the attention of your supervisor?
And you're like, I think I'll have a lick.
Yeah.
I think I'll have a lick.
You do that, you see.
You know,
you would do that on purpose. You'd literally go for the most obvious wrong answer.
Well, anything, if I meant I didn't have to do today's work out. Fucking E just going to kill us all. Oh, yeah, then of course I would,
yeah. That, yeah. If you see sparking wires hanging from the ceiling, should you A, call a friend and electrocute him?
Yeah, get as close as you can to see what the problem is while wearing flammable clothing. Yeah. Or C, run like hell and call the fire brigade. You're like, I want to know what the. I'll have to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Before I call anyone. Yeah.
I'd like to know what it's like.
And you're like you said, you're sitting there. You're going, I'm holding a microphone in my jeans. I'm not doing anything here. You know,
you're not going to be allowed to touch anything. You literally
never.
The only thing,
and I wouldn't.
Your biggest risk is you might get a paper cut off your script. That's about the size of it, if you even have one.
I don't. You're on the back of your hand most of the time. Yeah. And, like, and that's it, isn't it? You know, but you have to do it. It's please don't sue me. It's always please don't sue me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all it is. In case you trip up or whatever. Like, I mean, what would you even trip up doing?
Yeah.
Well, have I ever had an accident on stage, actually? Let me see.
Come on, I mean, you've had an accident, but it was one of your own creation.
That's true.
That was an internal combustion accident you had.
No, it backfired.
There was no health and safety warning was going to get
you. Just say, it didn't happen on the stage, but I had to run for my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. The day before we were going to Denmark that time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just
I tell you something. I know I slag PJ all the time, a joke with him about, you know, when he used to be funny or whatever, right? But this... This is not that. But when you have the audience shouting at you, go home, go to bed,
get off the stage, and they meant go, like, you're sick.
Because he was that unwell.
And I kept trying, I had to tell a joke, and then I forget my mouth to go, like I was going to get sick, and they were like, oh, here. Like, they were like, stop it. It was in Carlo. That's where it was. It was in the GB Shaw in Carlo. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I had to run off stage to get sick. Oh, my. And I had to come back to Dublin that night because we were leaving. I had to leave for Denmark to meet you in Denmark the next morning.
You were travelling the following day.
Yeah, and all the time I was there to Jim, did you feel sick? He's like, no. Because the reason it happened, we had the hottest chilies in the world that morning.
That's right,
Jim. And it blew me to pieces. Yeah. And Jim was there, but Jim can eat anything. Jim can eat a stone. Jim can eat three earthworms on a stone and a jalapeno. And he'd go home and say...
And he still gets up talking about best before.
And he'd still be there going, I think that rock was gone off. I'm not feeling great. And I'd be at home going, help me!
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Now, we were talking about the fact that there is, you know, the idea of the everyday hero, somebody who would, rush in there, save the day. Could be any sort of scenario, really.
And, yeah.
Particularly if it's jumping in to protect somebody.
Or somebody's property or something, you know.
Yeah.
I have to hand it to any of these local heroes. They do warn you not to get too involved, though. You know, you don't ever really know what you're dealing with. But a man was walking down the street. Over the weekend there.
Okay.
A man called Alex Morrison. He was enjoying his morning coffee, right? And he saw three young lads on motorbikes. And they're at the junction of the North Road. It doesn't really give you a location. It just says the junction of the North Road. And one member of the Balaclava-clad crew, he started to use an angle grinder to remove a lock off an electric bike that we found out subsequently was worth over £1,000, right?
Right.
And at this point, Mr. Morris says, I've had enough of this.
Had his falling down moment, did he?
So he says, So he says, that's it. He jumped to his feet and he says he ran to the door of the cafe he was in and called the police, right? I don't know why he has to jump to his feet and run to the door. So he jumped to his feet.
He could have done that while sitting down as well.
He jumped to his feet and he ran to the door.
A man of action.
Yeah. And then he called the police and he said after that, he said, I decided I'd rush out with the intention of scaring them. So he went out and he went, hey, hey, right?
Okay.
And he says,
good ploy.
At this time, it started to go a bit wrong because they weren't scared of him at all. And one of them with the angle grinder, he started to brandish it at him. And another guy who was on a motorbike pointed the bike at him and started to rev it. And he says, no, I've had enough of this. So he picked up a chair and went, as he describes it, full baboon.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never seen somebody go full baboon.
He says, I went full baboon.
It sounds impressive.
Held the chair over my head, jumped up and down, and screamed and shouted, tried to scare them off. He says he didn't want to get close enough because it could have been dangerous, but he screamed at the top of his lungs. He went full baboon.
Oh, so being full baboon doesn't mean you actually go into conflict.
No, it's he stays.
It's a showpiece.
It's a show. It's a display.
Right. Did he do the full baboon noises?
Yeah.
Did he remain human while in baboon form?
Who knows? He says. Obviously, he says I didn't get involved because I'm not a fan of jiu-jitsu. That's what he said. He says I'm not. I love the way he thinks that even if he was a fan, he'd somehow know what to do. Hold on there, love. I've seen this on TV many times.
Which is, why you pick that one?
I don't know, yeah.
I'm not a fan of jiu-jitsu.
He says they would have been able to take me down because I'm not a fan of jiu-jitsu. And he says my main thing, that why did I lose the head? He says, why did I get involved? People have asked me, why did I get involved? Let's be honest, he didn't really get involved.
He went full baboon.
But he says, the reason I got so involved was I was in a cafe the other day. And there was two police assistants. You know, the police. You know, they have police assistants over in England.
Right.
And a guy on an electric bike broke a red light. And I says, did you see that? And they says, we did, yeah. And he went, I can't take it anymore.
That was the moment.
I can't take it.
That was the straw.
Yeah. And that was when he said, he made the choice to go, the next time I see this, I'm going full baboon. And he did.
Wow.
Yeah. He says, I don't want to sound like an elfler. But it's not what you're supposed to see when you're sitting down to have a latte at 10 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Yeah, so...
It ruined his latte on him.
Ruined his latte, yeah.
That's incredible. Because I have to confess, when I heard the story first...
Fair play to him for
trying to... I thought full baboon was... Like, I thought he engaged and, you know...
Me too.
I thought he was beating people up or
me
whatever.
Me too. When I read the headline that said, man went full baboon as he skipped... That's the headline. As he scares a group of young lads trying to steal an e-bike, I did think he went in...
Yeah.
Like Jackie Chan. You know, you know, I thought that's what it was. But it turns out he stood there with a chair on the far side of the road going, get up there, over. Yeah. Wow.
I haven't seen a baboon brandishing a chair, to be, you know,
I haven't,
to
no.
be honest, but... It probably is quite scary.
Yeah, well, you see, it'll be in the Dáil now during the week. We've looked into the idea of getting baboons to wander around the city centre in to combat bike theft, but we are finding it hard to find baboons who are willing and ready. It's all well and good talking about baboons, but they have to want to do the job, don't they?
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
We did mention earlier on, we were talking about that weird list of people who have, well, they actually seek out kind of quirks in people. You know, there was kind of from a potential
romantic partner
point of view. They, you know, there was there was two lists. There was the people who kind of just they will an absolute no go, an absolute red flag.
Yeah, as an example, one woman said she could never go out with a man who wears pointed shoes.
Yeah. We don't know how pointed it was.
I think anything that's not round.
Yeah.
And then the one has like unusual things people want. There was the woman who wants a man who barely looks human because he's got so much body hair.
Yeah. So there was, you know, the inference being there's somebody for everybody. And the thing about it is there's a very specific romantic partner being sought at the moment. And
yeah.
I'll tell you something. Not only might there be romance in this for you, there could be a few, couldn't there, for you?
Tell you, a controversial West Country British aristocrat has launched an appeal to find what he calls a new lady of the house.
Wow.
So does this fit your criteria? Because he's 79 years old. And like, you know, he's not fussy. He's not a fussy man.
No.
But he does have a list of basic requirements. So basic requirements, they must be a good ballroom dancer and have a shotgun license.
He did specify an age demographic, didn't he?
Yes. They need to be at least 20 years younger than him.
Right, of course they
do. So no women in their 60s. No way. And why does he not want women in their 60s? Because they must be able to have a couple of kids. I'd love to know what woman of 59 he thinks is going to have kids anyway for him.
Yeah. He just phrased that a certain way, doesn't he?
The
way he asks for, you know, his intentions to...
Well, he says, in one sentence, he says, legal and accountancy training would be useful as well as being able to breed two sons. It's kind of a sentence, isn't it?
Breed two sons.
Yeah.
While doing the books.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah. He says, a little private capital and income would be helpful as well. A large fortune would be even more helpful too. The candidate would be paid £50,000... a bonus, a per bonus year, and that includes you get use of his car, his house, his expenses, his food and his holidays. Guardian readers, drug users, alcoholics and Scottish people under 5 foot six are not allowed to apply.
That is a magnificent list.
Yes,
isn't it? Give me that again.
Guardian readers, drug users, alcoholics and Scottish people under 5 foot six.
That's hard to know who on that list is going to be most outraged about being lumped in with the others.
Oh, hold on. I've just realised as well, we're reading this to deaf ears, Jim, because he also says people who come from countries that begin with the letter I and might have green in their flag and don't wear overcoats in winter, they need not bother applying either. So, so there you go. He says,
don't wear overcoats in winter.
Yeah, you know the Irish thing of like, they're never prepared
really?
For bad weather.
I was assuming he was, okay, right.
Yeah, he added, I don't mind Canadians, Americans, Germans, or even Northern Europeans, what I like to call similar people, but I still think that marrying an Eskimo is not for me. Well, I'll tell you something, he's really specific, isn't he?
Wow.
Yeah.
There's also the requirement to have, was it a helicopter license you need to have?
He says a helicopter license would be very helpful.
Oh,
he
right,
says it would be very helpful.
That's a bonus.
Now, mind you, he also says she has to be a very nice, ordinary country girl. So an ordinary country girl with a helicopter license, accountancy skills, license. Shotgun license and a good ballroom dancer who is not a 5 foot six Scot.
Or a Guardian reader.
This is
or an alcoholic.
Or an alcoholic or a drug user or any of that. She has to understand things. I'm very social. I go out a lot and I want to have somebody who fits in. How does this man fit in anywhere? You also have to be the lady of the house. Run the events. People think I'm being sexist, but I'm not being sexist. I want a wife. Ladies run the house. They run the staff. They have to have an eye for it. And he says he needs to be able to hand on his fortune eventually, because the death tax is 40%, and the only way he can do it is to be married. That can then divvy it out to his sons. Yeah,
it's quite
his sons who are not yet born.
It'll be interesting to see who the applicants are. Where do you apply? You apply in person, do you, or you just send him a letter or something?
The West Country aristocrat. His name is he actually calls himself. Where's his name? I'll get it for you now in a minute.
Right. Okay.
All of that carry on, and I don't even know the man's name. I know everything about the man. All his desires, wants, and stretches.
Sir Benjamin Slade.
Benjamin Slade.
I'm being told is the man's moniker.
Yeah. But what? It's an amazing ad, isn't it?
Absolutely brilliant.
Honestly, to have a dating profile that would read like that. Imagine that on Tinder or something.
Yeah, magnificent.
Yeah, I think you'd probably get more dates than you expect. No one would think you'd be so brazen. You know that?
It's brilliant.
Just to put in, just to be able to write anywhere that 5 foot people from Scotland under 5 foot six need not apply. There's something remarkably hilarious about it.
Yeah, but lumping them also in with alcoholics, drug addicts, guardian readers and whatever else the other one was.
Fantastic. You're right. It's not fair to compare alcoholics to Scots.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. Listen, the one thing though that, in fairness to you, there are certain exceptions you make to your anti-Christmas rule.
I do.
Okay, there are certain things.
I love the food.
Food is a big one.
I love it.
And what could make your food better than if it sounds a bit rude?
I've been extraordinarily happy to see mince pies back out on the shelf.
There you go, you see.
But there's food all from around the world. So there's a lot of Christmas food. All around the world that we're not aware of, actually. You know that? And you should probably get out there and try it. You know, be more continental, be more international in your Christmas treats.
Right, so don't do your turkey and ham, do something else.
No, get some big nuts from Belgium or some Belcher sausage, which is an English treat, apparently. Sometimes you can get it. There's also...
It's called what?
Belcher sausage.
Belcher's is the brand.
I couldn't tell you.
After effect of eating it.
Or you could have some dry sack from Spain or a creamy ball from Japan or some bum bum, which is a French speciality by all accounts. Yeah.
Bum bum.
A bum bum. It's an ice pop with chewing gum on the inside. They call it a bum bum. Yeah.
Right.
Then there's a grated fanny from Aruba and there's a fart juice from Poland by all accounts.
Is
a big one. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the correct pronunciation for it?
Well, it's spelled F-A-R-T. All natural.
Sounds
all right. All natural Polish juice, yeah. Yeah, there you go. There's a happy crack from Spain, and then there's Nobby's Nuts from Australia.
Oh, well, they're famous. They get advertised on the telly and everything. Are they from Australia?
They are.
I thought that was an English thing.
No. And then there's the Noble Rise as well. That's another Australian treat. Second only to Plop.
Wow.
Which comes from the Czech Republic.
That sounds appetizing.
Does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Does it explain what it is?
Plop is a chocolate bar. It's a type of chocolate bar, yeah.
That's less than ideal.
Mm. You look like a banana woody type of person to me, if you don't mind me saying, Jim. Fruit snack from Sweden. Very popular around Christmas.
A banana woody.
Yes, yeah. Or there's a shovet from Denmark and a pichet from France as well.
What's a shovet? What sort of food is that?
A shovet is it's a type of chocolate milk, actually, believe it or not. Shovet, yeah. Yeah, and a pichet is a type of lemonade. So we're getting into the drinks here. Many, many drinks to be had. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, there's loads of chocolate ones. The Mini Dickmans from Germany. And the Grated Fanny from Aruba, yeah, there's that. Yeah,
there to be had.
They're all
maybe,
there.
You know the way we were talking earlier on, we were saying, like, you know, when we were talking about the RT Christmas schedule, we were saying Patrick Duffy's going to be doing Cozy Pubs of Ireland.
Yes.
Maybe we could have PJ and Jim's Rude Food Tour.
Wouldn't you love to do that?
And we could travel to all of these countries.
That's actually a brilliant idea.
And sample rude foods.
Oh, my God, I'd love that. Oh, my God, wouldn't
that
be amazing?
You could go to wherever that was and get a banana woody.
Oh,
and,
my God, imagine.
You know.
We're here.
A Plop.
Where's this one from? Hold on. We're here in England, of all places, where Jim is about to chow down on a big white bush. He's supposed to be absolutely wonderful. It's an ale. It's an ale. And it comes
with... Of course, there was all the ales. You were mad for a Bishop's Finger, weren't you?
I was. And then we could also go to the Caribbean, where Jim could try out the jerk sauce on the prickly chicken.
Well, that's fair. Jerk sauce is very famous, isn't it?
I never heard of any of these things. Yeah,
isn't that that's an actual dish, isn't it? Jerk chicken.
I would love to see Jim drink a glass of fart in Poland. I mean, just to have that on an RTE show, I think would be one of the greatest moments.
Drinking right fart juice in Poland.
Yeah, we're right up there.
That
wouldn't
would
it?
Be. I tell you,
cream colon.
Don't anybody out there rob this, right? This is PJ and Jim's Rude Food Tour.
I love the way we're saying this as if we'd love to do it, as if we think there's genuinely some RTE.
Hang on a second. If you're going to give
Commissioner
an aging Dallas star his tour of Ireland with
so it's
cozy
Duffy's
pubs.
Duffy's Pubs, yeah.
Oh, Duffy's
that's
pubs.
On over Christmas. Yeah. That is officially a
that's
show
a thing.
For Christmas.
If Enda Kenny can get a show about trains,
then why can't we have Jim eating the banana woody in Sweden? Why can't we?
Why isn't that?
That's a good point.
That is the. I mean, PJ and Jim's Rude Food Tour is. I mean, it's literally you can see the listeners, the viewers lining up.
You can, yeah.
I'll huge. Be there,
yeah, Jim is after getting me two Brazilian muffs, and I'm going to have to tell you how good they are right now after the break. Yeah, right now after the
it's
break.
A winner.
Maybe that's why I'm not a TV presenter. I don't understand. Even right now after the break, isn't even a slogan you can use on television.
Okay, we may have. Yeah. Well, I'll do those bits. You can do the.
You do the serious bits.
I could do the talk. Very similar to our Friday feature. Because, like, that's the other thing. People should bear in mind that we've had an experience with bad food.
Yeah.
And we should keep that. I'll be the one doing the commentary. You do the. You're more the action man. You're the one who would chow down on a white bush or a banana woody or a plop.
We could do one this Friday. We could do the what's that called? The Spanish bimbo. We could do this Sunday. What? Or this Sunday. We're not even here on Sunday. Oh, God almighty. I think I've had here one too. I think I've had one too many big nuts in a fart.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
You can't get away from it. As much as PJ does try, right? Christmas, it is a-coming. And the thing about it is, Santa every year, you know, he experiences a great deal of pressure. It's a lot to do.
An awful lot to
do. A lot of demands. And some of those demands can be tricky.
Yes.
Santa has a lot to deal with.
A lot to deal. Now, we all know that Santa visits a lot of places so that kids can visit him and give their early requests and that.
Obviously, because, he needs a bit of time for preparation, just like us all.
Yeah, and Santa, from one particular venue... he's been going there for years, you know, along with all the other ones. And he said that some of the things he's been asked for, it's a little bit tough for him to deliver on them.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Because it's all well and good.
Because, you know, to be fair, a lot of kids have very...
specific demands.
They do.
I think it's fair to say, right? So just a list of some things that kids, if you're listening, some things that Santa may not be able to get because as brilliant and as magic and everything as Santa is,
yeah.
A remote control buffalo was way beyond, and that was one of the things that was asked for. over the last few years.
Life size, obviously.
A real one.
Yes, of course.
A real one that you could, the remote control could kick in at any minute.
Right.
Yeah. So
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of elves and involved in that one.
Apparently Santa said to the parents at this point, do you know what he's after asking me for?
A remote control buffalo.
A remote control buffalo, yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, think harder on that one, kids. Yeah. You don't want...
And then one kid asked for a new liver and he said, are you sick? And he goes, no. So Santa was like, well, what do you want that for? And he goes...
That's just, why not?
It's just what I want.
A new liver.
Yeah.
The old one was fine.
Isn't even an old one. It's just a completely...
Did he want it as a second one, do we know? Like, did he want two livers or just to...
Santa doesn't go into huge detail on that one.
Right, fair
but
point.
You know, then he was also asked by someone, could you get me boobs like my mammy? To which Santa was like, I don't think it's the time.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the time. Yeah. You know, some things are presents and some things just occur. Yeah. The way they occur.
And also, you know the way a lot of presents have kind of suitable for ages, such and such to such and such?
Yeah.
Boobs like your mammy probably come in that category. Yeah.
Now, some of these...
Age appropriate.
Exactly, age appropriate. And now, I have to say, these things, very unattainable, even for Santa.
Right.
But Santa always says, you don't have to shoot too low either. So, he was doing one of his, you know... What would you call them? Open meetings in a shopping centre.
Consultations.
Yeah. And one kid says, can I get a lasagna? And he's like, would you like anything else? He's like, no. He's like, chips
For Christmas, yes. He wanted a lasagna.
Yeah.
Not sort of there while he was chatting with Santa. He wanted the lasagna on his Christmas list for Christmas.
He wanted it under the tree when he woke up.
Fair play.
I just want to...
Planning ahead.
What sort of a pensioner child is that? I just want to wake up to a hot lasagna.
Tell us something. You know? What does it say about...
6 o'clock in the morning.
What Christmas dinner might be like in that household.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do us a favour, would you? You wouldn't just get us a lasagna. Because I can't eat that stuff they give us.
Yeah, they can't. I swear to God, you want to say the turkey tasted like a rubber shoe.
That's brilliant. Lasagna on your Christmas list.
And then there's other ones like a lifetime supply of peanut butter so my dog will lick my face for the rest of my life. That's a sort of a cuddly ambition, I suppose.
Decent aspiration, I would say.
And then there's things that Santa probably could get but won't get. And that's the sort of things because just there's a safety element there. So to the little fella who says, I want a backpack generator and a full chainsaw so I can chase me friends. You're like, yeah, maybe not great. And then,
but
you know,
again, possibly a reason for, you know, parents or guardians to maybe consult.
Yeah.
With other medical professionals. And then he wanted a chainsaw to chase his friends.
With a backpack generator.
Of course.
You know.
You don't want it running out.
Oh, yeah, well, that's right, you know. That's right, he was thinking ahead. And then there's the stranger. One kid wanted a jar of pickles. Don't know why. And then another kid said, is there any chance I could get a box full of assorted clock parts with no labels? And I could work over time to put it together and build myself my own clock.
That's brilliant now. Come on. That's like the hardest jigsaw you've ever heard of in your life.
Yeah, the best thing was Santa told him at the point, he goes, I'm not taking a clock apart. I have a lot going on, he said, over Christmas.
Right. Assorted clock parts.
Yeah, what sort of...
Sorry, that's...
It's like the kid from the Late Late Show all those years ago going, I want to be a horologist. Remember
exactly.
That?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the same kid.
Might be the same fella.
Great aspiration to have.
A live penguin. Or if you can't get that, someone says a polar bear will do. Yeah. Isn't that brilliant, isn't it?
I like the idea that a polar bear is somehow easier to get than a penguin.
Isn't that brilliant, Jeff?
Fantastic way to look at it.
And
get us a penguin. No penguins, grand. Get us a polar bear instead.
And then one little girl says, is there any chance you could just legally change my name to Batman?
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.